Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
An unlikely video has been making the internet rounds and worldwide headlines since it cropped up last week. A man walks down a long hallway, leisurely sidestepping obstacles like a trash can and a camera tripod. Sounds unremarkable, but reconsider in this context. The man is completely blind, and the video is part of a recent breakthrough study on what they call blind sight, published by a team of international brain scientists. We're joined now by Richard Held, an MIT professor who pioneered blind sight research in the 70s, and Rob Stein of the Washington Post. They'll explain the significance of this apparently unbelievable footage, which you can see with a link that we have on our show page. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show if you want to see this video that seems to show blind sight. Richard Held, Rob Stein, welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
And listeners, we want to open up this two calls from some of our blind or extremely sight-impaired listeners to tell us if you've had first-hand experience with anything that you might call blind sight. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Professor Held, what would people see when they press play on this video?
Well, they'll see a man, this man who is clinically blind, walking down a hall, walking around an obstacle, and just clearly walking as if he were sighted. But he isn't, by the clinical tests. And that's the interesting thing, that using an active mode of navigating, he seems to do very well.
How do you explain it?
Well, the explanation is that there are pathways to the brain carrying visual information which are not the classic pathways, which seem to give us the real vision that we normally have. But these there are extra pathways that have not been taken adequate account of. And that is what is being revealed here.
Rob Stein, you cover this for The Washington Post. Is this video considered an anomaly, or is it considered to represent a kind of sixth sense that many blind people have?
Well, the existence of blind sight has been demonstrated before. In fact, Professor Held is a researcher who pioneered this field of research. What's unique in this case was the extent of this individual's blindness. No patient with whose visual lobes on both sides of the brain had been completely destroyed before had been shown to possess this ability, this blind sight. Other patients with less significant brain damage had been shown to have this ability, this blind sight, but this man was completely blind by every test, and yet he could walk down this hallway as if he could see.
Professor Held, is it a selective phenomenon, blind sight, where some blind people experience it and others do not?
Probably, yes. Not all blind have it. And it has to be due to damage in the cortical level of the brain.
So if you're damaged in a certain way, you may be not able to do this. If not, then you may be able to do this. Now, your research, as I understand it, actually predated the term blind sight.
Yes,
so
it did.
What were you studying?
Well, we had a hunch, three of us had a hunch that we could show some evidence of visual discrimination or control of eye movements if we performed a test, despite the fact that the patient refused to say he saw anything. We noticed that his eye movements were tuned to the distance of what he was looking at. And that's how, and we came out with this article in 1973 entitled Residual Visual Function After Brain Wounds Involving the Central Visual Pathways in Man. Somewhat later, other people came along doing this kind of research, and it was called Blindsight by a British investigator, Lawrence Weisskranz, a very interesting name, a figure of speech that caught on very quickly.
Blind listeners, have you been hearing about this video? Does it represent an experience that you've had or that you're familiar with? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Robert in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Robert.
Hello, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, I've been totally blind for around 15 years from a disease that's actually a collection disease, and it's called RP. And I know about the phenomenon of blindsight quite well, in which fibers of the eye make their way to areas of the brain that are not available to the consciousness, and therefore people can act as though they see things even though they don't, and I'm aware of the scac eye movements that your person just directed. I also, however, my disease destroys the primary receptors at the back of the retina. It turns out that one of the other layers, I think it's layer 5 of the retina, has receptors that are sensitive to light that apparently were evolved to help human beings tell the difference between night and dark and to coordinate circadian rhythm. I have been working very hard at being able to use these, and I have sometimes able to tell certain things that I couldn't tell without seeing, except I have no primary sight.
And Robert, I'm going to leave it there. That's a very interesting set of experiences that you've had. And so I wonder, Rob Stein, do people think that the kind of thing that he's talking about, some of his experiences of sort of being able to see and trying to cultivate that, and what's seen on this video, that these things have any implications for research that might help more blind people be able to quote-unquote see?
Yes, that's one of the fascinating aspects of this research, is that one of the implications is that people who are blind with certain types of blindness may be able to be trained or train themselves how to take advantage of this ability. Although they can't, will never be able to see in the truth of the way we think about seeing, they unconsciously are getting messages from their eyes to parts of their brain. And if they become aware of this ability, they may be able to harness it and figure out a way to use it to move about, to walk down the street, to move around their houses, and they may be able to become more independent than they are right now.
Anna Lynn on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I teach blind people how to travel. I'm an orientation and mobility instructor, and I'm wondering how this differs from echolocation.
Dr. Held, what is echolocation?
Echolocation would be the use of your directional hearing to avoid obstacles. That is possible, but it's a very crude kind of localization and could not account for the sort of results that have been announced by Dr. DeGelder.
Ignatius in Woodside, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm totally blind. I was 19 years old. I'm 57 now, and the last 3 years I became totally blind. And the thing is that my vision is not total darkness. I see brightness all the time. But when I'm watching TV, I don't know if it's my imagination or what, that I could tell what's on the screen, like you know, the way I could totally...
You think you can see what's on a TV screen better than you can see other things.
Right, but I don't know if I'm really seeing what's on the screen or I'm making it up with my brain.
With your mind. Dr. Held, would that be a function of the brightness of a television screen, perhaps?
Well, I think that's probably more the fact of his understanding of the fact that the video screen shows actions that he hears about and so forth. Reminds me of my grandson, who says he can smell things on the video screen. He doesn't actually. He just thinks he does.
Yes. So in our last 30 seconds or so, Rob Stein, the video seems like hard evidence of a kind of blind sight, but some scientists are still skeptical. Are there any alternative explanations for what happened there?
There are a couple alternatives people have thrown out. One of them is the one the caller just mentioned, that perhaps the gentleman was using his hearing to subtly to hear the location of objects, or perhaps he was subtly feeling his way through with his feet. Both of those are possible, and you know, until this experiment is repeated, we won't know for sure. But the researchers that I talked to about this study were fairly well convinced that in this case, it was pretty clear that this was a demonstration of blindsight.
All right. Rob Stein of The Washington Post, Richard Held, MIT professor who pioneered blindsight research. Thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And again, listeners, you can see this video that seems to show a clear example of blind sight on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show.